get about $7 or $8 for a skin of
them. $8, I believe.
Yeah.
You call them what? Coonasses?
Coonasses.
Well, now, what kind of joking names would you have for a person like that? In other words, did you have names for them? They weren't white, they'd call them.
Bubby? The mix? Mix like the Indian and. You didn't go around do like that. In the back of Homer. About 18 miles behind Homer, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Boy, that's the funniest language I ever heard in my life. They got a language of their own there. I had to make them repeat things to me when I was waiting for California oil company two or three times before I could understand what they'd say. I'd catch on to it, you know. But it's not a language like we use.
They're speaking in French?
Yeah, French, but a broken French. But they got some words in there like you ain't never heard before. That's not in the book. My wife was telling me this morning of it was.
They say Mopakane or something
like that? Uh-huh. Instead of Je sais pas, be in real French, Je sais pas. Well, they tell you Mopakane or something like that, you see. Well, we use that word over here like that.
Yeah.
With that broken French. My wife was telling me, I believe it was this morning, that she heard something in the store there two or three days ago. She said, I'm telling you right now, made me feel like I was at home. See, there were two fellas in here talking French. And she said, I understood every word they said. She said, I didn't know they had people over here that talk French like that. So my wife said probably it was me and somebody else, one of them other boys around there. I got two, three of them other boys around there. We used that all the time among ourselves, you see. We was raised that way, so it looked like you understand one another better and all that kind of stuff. So she said she walked in the store and she heard that and she said, I'm telling you right now, it made me feel like I was home. She said, I understood every word they were saying. She was from Lafayette. And my wife said she never thought about asking her where she was living or her name or nothing like that. She was that busy. But she just moved in. Her husband said, caught a job over here in Slidell and they'd move in over here. But she was from Lafayette.
Your wife is from Lafayette?
No, my wife from over here. Right across from where we used to go to school. Off the road.
Yeah. But what did these people call you? In other words, when they were addressing you, what would they call you?
Addressing me?
Yeah.
Somebody be talking about me or something? Or they
talking to you.
A Cajun or something like that?
What does that mean, a Cajun? That's just a...
Well, it's people that use the broken French like when the French people came and moved in like around Lafayette and all over, come in from all over, Acadians or whatever you call them and all that.
Yeah.
They move in all over here, but every part of the country got a different language. Like, it's all French. But it's a different way of using words and all that. Like in France, a fella told me that from France one time. I had a ship there, a small ship at the shipyard, and there was about 15 sailors came and stayed there while they were working on that ship. And I see three and four over there, three and four over here, you know. They never mixed together. So this fella, he was very friendly. He was a nice fella. And he'd come in and sit at the table with us and drink and talk with us, you know, and all that. So